If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to the Gnaw on This Business Bites podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome back to another episode of Gnaw on This Business Bites. I'm Ben and this is Sia. And here's a question for you. What are the mistakes in business that you've made that you wish you could have rectified? Early in my career, this is the time when we went from film and plates to direct to plate. Okay, so the technology changed where all of a sudden you didn't have that, you know, that second source where you were creating the film, burning the plates, and then putting the plates on the press. This was plates that went directly on the press. And learning the technology and learning what it can do. And a client came back to me and we had a proof and they said, well, we need this fixed. We need this fixed. No problem. Absolutely. No problem whatsoever. It's just a couple of words. It was a sentence and a half that had to be rectified. No problem. We'll take care of it. And we changed it. We made a new proof. They looked at the sentence and a half, said, yep, perfect. That's great. They signed off on it. I signed off on it. It went to the press and we produced 5,000 or 10,000 or something. And there was text reflow on the page.
Oh.
And I said, in my 21 or 22 year old self, well, you signed off on it. It's your fault.
Ooh. I'm like, oh.
And they paid the bill. They paid for us to reprint it and never took my phone call again. Never. And this is a client that probably could have been a $250,000 client.
Mm.
And I won the battle and got decimated in the war. And that has always stuck with me for years. I had that signed off proof, page proof on the wall in my office.
Mm.
As a reminder of don't be stupid.
Don't be dollar wise and penny foolish.
Pretty much. I was dollar foolish. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But we just sat there and said, well, obviously it's their fault. They signed off on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not always the case. And there's always situation and there's back and forth and there's conversation and there's looking at relationships and sit there going and say, okay, can I, I can get paid for this particular job, but what's it going to cost me in the long term? Because I'm sure not only did I lose them as a client, but I'm sure they talked to other people about us.
Of course. So how many other countless clients? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Whew, so that's let's gnaw on this, Sia.
Dude, you know, here's my problem in life. I got so many damn mistakes, my friend. I don't even know where to begin. Like, shoot, this is only a 15-minute show. I think the big one, and I'm still struggling, and I struggle. It's a struggle, and I have to just remember these lessons, which is, this is a root problem that I have made a mistake on. That is a root problem. It's not a situational problem. Like you were penny wise, dollar foolish with that particular engagement with that client, right? For me, I struggle every fracking day to this day to ask for help. And mm-hmm. I have made countless mistakes of not asking for help. So that's where I was like, ooh, I've got tons of mistakes, but what was the crux of it all was I didn't ask for help. And I thought, and maybe again, the loan shark, the independent soul, the, call it good, bad, ugly, and different. Your ego gets in the way of saying, I can handle this. I got this. It has carried me throughout life to figure out my own damn problems. The problem is you probably made your own damn problems because you were so fiercely independent and because you didn't ask for help and because you didn't think and seek for wisdom. You just had to go run and, run through that minefield by yourself, saying, yeah, I'm aware there's mines, but I'm not stupid. I'm just going to run through it. You know what I mean? Not asking for help. And it doesn't matter what specifically it could be. There is nothing wrong with asking for more information, not understanding some things, asking for clarification. Ask is not a shameful thing. It doesn't mean you're stupid or lesser than. And there's various reasons why I don't, and I say in present tense, I don't ask for help. But I will say very early on in my career, it was because I didn't want to look like I was stupid. I was trying to establish myself as a credible figure, authority figure, a trusted figure, right? Especially if you're in sales, right? Like specifically in your sales, you have to be proven authentic and trustworthy. You don't want to look like an idiot in front of your customer, right? But guess what? When you don't ask the questions, you make an assumption on something, you just make a you know what out of you and me, right? Make
And
an
they're
ass out of you and me.
expensive. It can be expensive.
And then think about all the, like you said, like the deals that you lost, potentially as a result of, or even worse, you won the deal and what a pain in the ass the implementation is because you didn't ask the damn questions. So that to me is if you can seek out help and do it in a way where you don't become an asshole, which for definition is people who are nonstop askers who don't actually execute on anything. Right? They just like to ask people lots of questions. That's the opposite side of the spectrum. But yeah, I think if I could have just learned that damn lesson sooner than later, how much less stress, how much less bull crap you put yourself through, be humble enough to learn that, oh, that's why you need to ask about this, right? So huge. So that's my wisdom nugget of massive mistake I regret. I mean, gosh, there's so many. I mean, if I could, so many mistakes. Like, oh my God. And
No.
to the point where, you know what? And like, someone like me is like, I so like to be liked. I just want to be liked.
I get that.
That people turned out not liking you because you didn't ask. And that's the big regret. Like, oh my gosh, big regret on that is like, I am connected with people that used to like me on LinkedIn. And now it's like, if I tag them by accident, like if I invite them accidentally to our thing, in the back of the mind, they're like, F that biatch. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's such a regret. It's such a fracking
Yeah.
regret. So there, that's my big tirade of just ask the damn ask, you guys. There's nothing wrong with someone's going like, oh, I'm glad you asked,
Well, I tell people this is the reason coming in as a consultant. I tell people my job is to ask the stupid questions. The less I know about your industry, the more powerful I am, because I'm going to ask the questions that other people are going to assume. It says, okay, why do you pack your pallets that way? Which just may seem like a really stupid question, but it led to some really insightful answers. They went, you know what? We're not really sure. Because we've always done it that way. Well, now we go into the five whys. I've come to the conclusion is even Google doesn't know all the answers.
Oh, of course, no.
Every once in a while, I stump Siri. It's Siri goes and says, I don't have the information on that. Okay. If they don't have all the answers, why should I? And I am not belong saying, you know what? I don't know, but hang on. Let me go find somebody who does.
And there's nothing wrong with saying that.
There is nothing wrong. None of us can be experts in everything. It's impossible. It is impossible to be an expert in everything.
It's impossible to
And
be an
I.
expert of what you're an expert at, too. That's the crazy part, right? Like, there's always opportunity to learn. And I thank you for that reminder.
Yes. My friend Kurt Anderson tells a story about the left knee guy. And the left
Okay.
knee guy is the guy who only operates on left knees. He doesn't operate on hips. He doesn't operate on elbows. He only doesn't operate on right knees. He has made a living about being an expert orthopedic surgeon on left knees. Now, figure that out. That's getting into the weeds. That's getting into the minutiae. He knows probably everything you need to know about the left knee. But if you ask him about the elbow, that's outside of his bailiwick. And he has to go and ask somebody else. Is the tendons, are the tendons similar? Is the joint similar? Are they the Probably they are. But his attitude is, this is what I do. I do this all day long, and I do this really, really well. And because of that, people are up walking sooner, there is less infections, and the surgeries are far more successful. And people live far more productive lives because I concentrate on this. And he knows this is my lane. This is my area of expertise. I'm going to keep studying because there's always going to be new things to learn about this. But this is my area of focus, and I'm not going to strain into toes and elbows and L1, from the spine. And God love those people. God love those people that sit there and say, you know what? This is who I am. This is what I do. I don't do this. There's too many of us that say, oh, yeah, I can do that. And they say, oh, shit, now I got to figure this out. And you're not doing, in a lot of cases, you're not doing a client a good service. You are far better to say, you know what? I don't do this. Let me refer you to somebody that does. Let me bring somebody into the fold who specializes in this. And let's utilize their expertise. And either you'll pay me a consulting fee to manage the overall process, or I'm just going to let you guys go and be fine with it. And 9 times out of 10, or 99 times out of 100, I just make the referral, make sure the handoff is done properly, and walk away and check in 5 or 6 weeks and sit there and say, was everything okay? But I don't need to get my nose into an area where it doesn't belong. I'd rather take the time and focus and solve the problems that I do really well than sit there and say, okay, how am I going to figure this out? I've never done this before. Now I got to take all this time to research and muddle around, and you're wasting a client's money and time trying to figure it out on their dime, when all of a sudden you could be spending that same time working on clients' issues that you're an expert in.
You know what's funny? You just remind me of this one time where I talked to a client and they asked me about, and this is my current life. They're like, hey, do you do X? I don't mind saying it. They actually do websites. I'm like, this is like a couple of years ago. And they're like, I was like, no, I built my own website, built, another website. And they're like, we're getting along so well with what we're doing and talking about. Like, they knew darn well I did not have the expertise. It wasn't my jam. And they're just like, look, here's the deal. I've had such bad luck. I'm willing to grow with you because I feel like you understand what I need. And I thought it was interesting because it was a risk on both of our sides to take on this project, right? But I think what you're saying so resonates, which is as long as the communication's there, you set the expectation and you know damn well, hey, look, maybe it isn't my ball of wax. Maybe I don't want to do it. Well, I ended up doing it because we were talking about it anyway. Might as well just freaking do it. But it is interesting when you hand it off, they trust you that much more because they realize you're not in it for the money. And on the flip side, like I said, was I told them, I go, dude, I don't know what I'm doing. If you're willing to work with me on that, sure. And there's nothing wrong with that too, to say, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but I'm not going to charge you to like top rate, but you will be paying me for this. Like, are you cool with that? Right. So I like both sides of it again, but it's all about the communication and being honest about what it
Absolutely.
is. Yeah. What I love that. I love that. Love that. Love that.
So let's talk to the audience. Put in the notes. What are some things that you've done that you either should have walked away from, communicated better, partnered with somebody else, etc., to be able to make it things better, not only for your customer, but also for yourself? That would be really interesting to see in the chat, because we all have experiences. We all have things that we've got in the middle of something and said, oh, why am I here? Why did I take this on? What I don't know what I'm doing. And we all promise people things that say, "Oh yeah, I can take care of that for you." And then we're like that duck. We're like that pretty duck where it looks smooth as glass above the water, but we're paddling like
Paddling.
mad under the water, just trying to keep up. I think we need to realize where our area of expertise is. What are the things we do well? What are the things we don't do well? Acknowledge it, embrace it, realize that there's no shame in it, and be able to say to people, "You know what? That's not what I do, but let me put you in touch with somebody who does."
I love that. I don't think we need to say more on that, my friend.
Perfect. I'm Ben,
And I'm Sia.
and we'll see you soon.
Hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. If you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at imbenbaker.com or me at brilliantbeanmedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. See you next week for another episode of Not On This Business Bites.